With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hitting the brakes on hiring, America's employers added a measly 12,000 jobs last month.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House. 4 days to Election Day, and today we'll find Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a key battleground state. Both take to the stump in Wisconsin. The Keystone State is the biggest prize among the seven critical swing states. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there as he tours the so-called Blue Wall states.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have visited Pennsylvania far more often than other battlegrounds. The campaigns know the importance of this state, and so does this voter I spoke with.
I say as goes Pennsylvania, so goes the country. You know, it's going to be Pennsylvania, I think, is the real linchpin.
It's Trump country here in Bedford County, but statewide it's neck and neck between the former president and the vice president as they race to secure Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Also at SRNnews.com, fatalities and a mass shooting during an early morning party in downtown Orlando, Florida. Two people were killed. A teen suspect is under arrest. Striking Boeing workers will vote next week on a new contract offer. It would give them a 38% pay hike over 4 years. A 35% raise was rejected last week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 283 points. This is SRN News. France has begun the countdown to the reopening of Notre Dame.
Renovation work in the wake of that devastating fire in 2019 is just about finished, and the world's most famous cathedral is set to be formally reopened in just over a month. In fact, artisans will be working on Notre Dame well into next year. But the main sanctuary is now safe enough to permit visitors and parishioners beginning on December 8th. The event comes at a time when religious faith is waning in France. Only about half the population calls itself Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Memorials to hundreds of Jews murdered by German forces during World War II have been unveiled in a forest in Poland. The ceremony this week took place at the site of a Nazi labor camp where Jews were forced to work in the fields before they were murdered in 1943. Auschwitz and other death camps are well known, but this Polish site had received little attention, that is, until now. This is SRN News. A CNN contributor admits downplaying big tech censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020.
On Wednesday night, a CNN panel discussion put a spotlight on comments made by Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance, who suggested that President Biden's victory was illegitimate by pointing to how social media giants, quote, verifiably censored Americans from talking about things like the Hunter Biden laptop story. CNN contributor Kara Swisher reacted, quote, there is no proof that tech companies colluded to do this. This is nonsense and he knows it. Conservative CNN political analyst Scott Jennings pushed back, saying there was an institutional effort to support the New York Post's bombshell reporting on the laptop. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dodgers' victory over the Yankees in Game 5 of the World Series averaged 18.5 million viewers, according to Nielsen. The most watched game in the Fall Classic since 2019, when Washington's Game 7 win over Houston averaged 23 million viewers. More details, SRNnews.com.